Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Suck one out of the park for me.
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The Balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all on the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper! Y'all ready for this?
All right, my minions, welcome to the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. You know me from Saturday mornings, host and fearless leader of The Balance. But every Thursday night, we round the bases. We talk baseball. We get you up to speed on everything going on in the baseball world. Of course, we're going to recap the total domination of the American League in the All-Star 2013. Where did that come from at? Anyway, we'll talk about that. Hey, guys, it's just me and you solo tonight doing this thing all by myself. Although I like to do it by myself from time to time. Oh, are we talking about baseball still? Give me a call, 917-889. 8516, that's the digits you need to get to me here at the Balance Studios in the heart of Indianapolis, Indiana. Got a great show for you playing today. We're going to talk, again, about the All-Star recap. We're going to talk a little bit about the rookies. And, of course, we're going to break down today's games and what's going on around the Major League, who's playing, who's hot, who's not. And you can be a part of that. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, at TooHotCorner. We're at T-Balance, or find us on Facebook, The Balance. My name is Tom Marquis, and I tell you what, it's good to have you along. It's All-Star Week, and it was a pretty good All-Star game, I would say. You know, right before the game, the opportunity was given to talk to different players, kind of like a little media thing, and the question was asked, what else are you an All-Star at besides baseball? Here's some of the responses.
What's one thing other than being a baseball player that you would say you're an all-star at?
Oh, good question. Double shot arcade basketball. I will take you down if you want to try and compete against me in that.
I'm pretty good at golf.
Yeah. The big version or the mini version?
The big, normal golf.
Normal golf.
Full size, 18 holes.
I used to be an all-star in Madden. I gave up Madden. Video games. So yeah,
What team did you like to play with?
Cowboys. I think I'd like to consider myself an all-star video game player.
Uh-huh.
I spent a lot of time doing that on the road. I mean, we have a lot of downtime in baseball, so I try to take advantage of it. But,
what type of games are your favorite?
I'm a big Call of Duty fan, so we have a lot of guys on the team who play, and so we all, you know, get together and play and stuff on the road.
Video games?
What type of video games do you like?
I play Call of Duty.
Very cool.
I play zombies only. All
right, yeah, we might have to have an interleague throwdown. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
I'd like to think that I'm an all-star dad.
Oh.
I really try to be the best dad that I can. You know, I think that's the most important job that I could have, you know, in life. So, you know, my daughter's 6 months old, so I'm learning, and you know, it's a good challenge. But that's what I'd like to think of that.
I think I'm an all-star father. I got three kids, so I try to do the best I can with that.
Dad, all-star dad.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Maybe being a dad. I got a 2-year-old, and I like to think I'm a pretty good dad. So. He's coming to the game tonight. I'm going to share it with him. And, it's going to be a fun time.
Probably being a good dad to my dog. I think he gets spoiled quite a bit. I usually mix this like soft chicken spread into his hard dog food when he's picky. And he lives a good life, so I would say spoiling my dog's food.
I like to say karaoke. get on the mic, you know, after probably having a couple beers. A lot of people say they can't get on stage unless they do. But, yeah, I'd say karaoke. I like to get up there and have a good time.
If it was other sports, ping pong. Maybe ping pong when it comes to that. But, I don't know, just trying to be a good guy. I don't know.
Anything outdoors. I spend most of my time outdoors doing, like, hunting and fishing stuff. So I'd like to say I'm an all-star at that.
I wouldn't say I'm an all-star, but I really enjoy ice fishing.
Yeah.
And not many people know much about ice fishing, but you know, I like to go out there and you know, enjoy my time on the ice.
And there you have it. What and what else do you do that you're an all-star at? You know what I really liked? I really enjoyed hearing a lot of the players who really just get it. They get it. They know what it's like to be a major league player. They know that other people are counting on them. And most importantly, they know what it's like to have a kid, to be a dad, to step up to the plate. No pun intended, of course. Of course, never on the hot corner is there ever any pun. So always good to hear the players talk, you know, kind of in a candid way, if you will, about their lives and what goes on. Well, as you know, this is the Hot Corner Thursday night. We do this thing every Thursday night. I want to welcome all my friends over at Indiana Talks. Tell you what, guys, if you like sports, you like politics, Indiana Talks has it. Give them a listen, www.indianatalks.com. Of course, they run the encore episode of the Hot Corner every Thursday from 9 to 10, and Thursday night from 9 to 10. So if you miss part of this or all of it, don't worry. Indiana Talks is carrying it for you. And if you're listening to us on the encore show, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Also, over on Indiana Talks on Saturday morning, on Saturday afternoon, they run the encore episode of The Balance Live. Saturday morning, of course, we do that thing 2 hours every Saturday morning. We talk racing, we talk baseball, football, basketball, you name it. It's called The Balance for a reason, because we give you a full balance of all sports. Well, as we know, the 2013 All-Stars has came and gone. And I was kind of disappointed in my National League players. They kind of let me down this year. I don't know. What's more disappointing than watching the All-Star game, hoping to, I don't know, maybe, you know, a lot of people wanted to see the only Astro on the roster have a moment in the sun, you Astro fans, and I know that was one thing you were looking at, but I guess you guys are a little disappointed. You seeing him sit on the bench inning after inning after inning after inning. Yeah, how frustrating would that be to be an All-Star? One of the greatest in the game. They need to have the rule like they do in Little League. Everybody plays. Everybody wins. And it's real life. Well, I mean, have you guys watched the All-Star game? Well, hoping to catch a glimpse of the Castro Astro. You Astro fans. Well, I have batter behind the plate. We'll stop dogging about it. We'll stop dogging about it. He's probably heard it enough. Astro Castro. really disappointed with the National League. I mean, really, I guess they had their own share of dominant performance, but you know, but looking at guys like Max Scherzer shutting down the National League just made you think. You know, think about the Tigers right now. Scherzer started the All-Star game and may be the best pitcher on his team right now, but that rotation also contains Sanchez, Verlander, Pfister. Pfister. My minions. You got dirty minds. Get your minds out of the gutter. You watch Family Guy too much. Doug Pfister. He's a Major League Baseball player. Come on, Pfister. What? I'm just saying what you're thinking. Probably why he's a baseball player. He had to do something. He had to do something to get in shape, stay in shape, because with a name like Pfister. All right, we digress. Porcello is the fifth starter on that team. Also, he's got a 1.8 right now at 24 years old. The rotation on that team is so deep. Deep and Pfister. I didn't even plan this. But it is what it is. So, you know, I guess you just got to look at the All-Star game as that. It was an All-Star game. It was a game that we could sit around and talk about and chew on for a while. I'd be glad to do that. Obviously, depending on what team that you root for, what's your favorite team in baseball? Yeah. Well, that could be how maybe your view of the All-Star game was a little bit different. I don't know. Maybe if you're a Tampa Bay fan. Maybe your view would be a little bit different. Or if you're a Cardinals fan, or you know, like myself, or a Reds fan, well, you know, you talk about Tampa Bay, for example. You know, people talk about the All-Star game used to be a bigger deal. It used to be a special chance for fans all over the country to see great players on their teams or in other leagues that they've only heard about. But allegedly, maybe things have ruined it. National television? I went there. Yeah, national television has played a positive role in baseball, but I also feel has played a negative role in baseball. Now you've got MLB.TV, MLB TV, Interleague Play. Just a general lack of a lot of things, and I'm all for modern technology, but there, like I've said before, there's just something special about being able to go out to the ballpark or listen to the game on the radio. Maybe it's lost its charm a little bit. You know, really, now, for the most part, fans can see whoever they want, whenever they want, however they want. So, you know, I am glad for progress, and I use my MLB.TV as well, and I favor the Cardinals, and I'm a National League guy, but you know, you might be a Rays fan, American League guy. Well, you know, I know most all of American League well enough. I know them. I'm a National League guy. But I tell you one thing, I couldn't recognize Matt Harvey if he shoved a microphone in my face on the street. Why would anybody do that? I don't know. You know, the thing is, growing up and seeing the All-Star game, it's time to just bring back those. So maybe, I guess that's all I'm saying. I'm getting on a little rant, but that's okay. That's okay. The All-Star game is obviously won by the American League. Well, there you go. Home field advantage. And we talked about, you know, on this show before, how big is that in baseball? How big of a thing is that? I think in baseball especially, especially. The home field advantage can go a long way in a lot of ways. I think it could. I mean, depending, again, we talked about who's going to be in the series, but it definitely could dictate the outcome of the game. I truly believe that. So, hey, heck, the American League outpitched the National League. It is what it is. To earn a 3-0 win at Citi Field on Tuesday night. You know, really halting a three-game losing streak at the Midsummer Classic and earning home field advantage for the World Series. Were there any real standouts? What'd you think about Mario Rivera, who pitched a perfect eighth inning, was given the honor in sort of a lifetime achievement fashion? What do you think about him? Becomes the first reliever to ever win the MVP. Well, that's something. Well, you know, like any All-Star game, it was, you know, you had your fireworks and your media and, you know. And, of course, you had Matt Harvey pitching in front of his home crowd there. You know, I got to check this out. Let me clarify this before I say I got to check this out. I just want to make sure that before I say it, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, Matt Harvey was in the recent issue of ESPN, the magazine, The Body. Woo! And I'm not talking about the guys behind you. I'm talking about there's some women race car drivers, Courtney Force. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, we'll save that for the conversation over on The Balance on Saturday morning. Is it something that's necessary for athletes to go full nude? And they do. And they cover up the parts. They cover up the junk. But I'm almost positive Matt Harvey was in that magazine. And did you, you know, he left the games, getting back on point here. I digress all the time. If you guys want to join in and help me stay in line here, 917-889-8516. You can follow me on Twitter at T-Balance, of course. At T-Balance or, of course, the Too Hot Corner. But get back on point with Matt Harvey. He left the game's first pitch over the plate for fellow young stud Mike Trout to rip into right field corner for a leadoff double. Harvey followed that up by hitting Robinson Cano in the knee. Did you see that? Could you imagine? A brawl ensuing out at the All-Stars. Hey, that would have at least boosted ratings. A brawl at the All-Stars. Well, Cano was forced to leave the game shortly after that. But fortunately, his x-rays were negative. And Harvey calmed down after that, getting out of the jam in the first inning and going 1-2-3 in the second. He finished with two innings pitched with just one hit allowed, all three strikeouts. And you know, what I like, and one of the things I like about the All-Stars, they mic them up, they let them, you know, they get on Twitter and different things. And of course, I follow all of these guys on Twitter. But Matt Harvey said, "So much fun pitching in the All-Stars in front of the home crowd. Felt great. Was an absolute honor to start." You don't see that every day. You don't see that every day to be the pitcher on your home field. Just another day at the office. But, you know, I really, in my opinion, the action pretty much slowed down considerably after that. Sale and Kershaw all tossed scoreless innings. Sale threw two of them, actually. And then, you know, got to, I think it was a fourth or the fifth, it was scoreless. And And that's when the American League's version of the Bash Brothers would prove their worth. Miguel Cabrero doubled to lead off the inning. And after being moved to the third on Chris Davis' single, he came home on a sacrifice by Jose Barcita. It's more of the same in the American League. And as you know, it just kind of went back and forth and back and forth like there. Now, here's the thing. I'm a National League guy. I love the National League. But, you know, they just didn't have very many bright spots on Tuesday night. And they may not have. But I tell you what, 20-year-old Jose Fernandez. You see a pattern here? Joined a truly prestigious group with his impressive sixth inning. Now, again, going back to Twitter, Jason Stark, ESPN, says Jose Fernandez is special. Two Ks or more in the All-Stars at age 20 or younger. So there you go. And that was a tweet. And really, continuing the trend of the future, baseball is in perfect hands, if you will. 21-year-old Manny Machado. Did Manny I got to check something on that, but I think he did get a pretty good hit there. I tell you what, but a lot of people like him. He's a pretty solid player. Pretty in there, and you know, and then also just giving you a few more headlines, if you will, of the All-Stars. After the American League hit into a record-breaking fourth double play, Jason Kipnis crushed a two-out double in the top of the eighth to score Salvador Perez and extend his team lead 3-0. The best moment of the game came in the next half inning. Now, I promise you I'm not referring to Neil Diamond's mediocre performance at best of Sweet Caroline. I mean, don't get me wrong. We played that, and it certainly had good meaning. But I think Neil's losing his diamond a little bit. But I'm really talking about Mariano Rivera, who was appearing in his 13th and final All-Star game. He waved to the crowd and was greeted with a standing ovation. And, you know, for baseball fans, maybe it was a goosebump-inducing moment. Or maybe by that time in the game, it was a Coors Light bump inducing moment. But nonetheless, great job. And really, you know, a lot of times, what an incredible moment it was. Let's not take anything away from that. Certainly one of the greatest of all time. Enter Sandman, Metallica. Play that song. It's good to see a standing ovation at Mets Park for a Yankees player. Mariano tips his hat, obviously, like I said, it was a pretty good moment for baseball. And you could tell he was pretty choked up about it, pretty emotional about it. So, you know, hats off to baseball, naturally. You know. But naturally, he went 1-2-3 and walked off the field to a standing ovation. And that was after Prince Fielder, talking about the American League and the National League, who left the National League, left the Milwaukee Brewers to go over to the American League. We saw the same thing with Albert Pujols. I still believe, and I hold true to that, unless somebody can prove to me otherwise, that sluggers such as Albert Pujols, Prince Fielder, and others go to the American League to die. Figuratively speaking, because of the designated hitter rule. And you could argue that they don't technically play that position all the time, but they're used in that position. I don't know, maybe you thought the All-Star game was a was a boring, crappy game. It was a strong win for the American League, giving them the home field advantage, like I said. I think it was a pretty classy game overall. I actually thought it was pretty good, although I wish that the National League had won. Of course, we've won three straight years, so got to spread the love out around, I guess. But in all reality, it was a game of pitching. And the American League pitchers, they just shut down the National League. And again, depending on what side of the fence you're on, if you're on my side or the wrong side, you may have a different view of it. But really, I'm on the National League side. I was very disappointed in the pitching from the National League aspect. Looking at it from the American League aspect, they shut down the National League, which probably was fantastic to you. If you're a baseball fan, you enjoy both big scores and dominant pitching. So you would have got something like that. And there again, you look at where they're at and how much better they're playing. Right now, I think if the World Series was to happen now, I think you would definitely see a team emerge from the American League that could win it all. So, I guess another question that I propose to you again, do you agree with Rivera winning the MVP? And maybe. I certainly give him some consideration. But when you look at the MVP, I think it should truly be the MVP. And I don't know that Rivera was the MVP. Maybe it was. In my opinion, Chris Sale was better. Of course, the media tried to play it off like it's some big historic feat. He's a great pitcher. Certainly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hands down, Rivera is a great pitcher. But did he deserve the MVP? I'm going to say no. I don't think so. Maybe it was more of an honor thing. If that's the reason, then let's give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. Certainly he's earned that. I wouldn't argue about that. What I am saying is I don't know that he was the right person to win the MVP. What are your thoughts? 917-889-8516 is my numbers. You can tweet me at Two Hot Corner. Direct tweet me, direct message me, whatever. You can also, on Facebook, find us, The Balance. You know, everybody says I should start a fan page for The Hot Corner. I should probably do that. Just one more thing for me to do that I do for you, my minions. I would do anything for you. Well, not anything. Not anything. But yeah, but did Rivera deserve the MVP? That's what we're talking about here. And maybe a lot of people say the only reason he got it because no one deserved it. It could very well be. You know, I mean, you get a look at that point. I mean, I don't know. Maybe did anybody really think that anybody else would win it, though, in all reality? And maybe we don't have a unanimous winner. But he got it nonetheless. So we'll see. Maybe nobody really deserved it. So might as well give it to him as a tribute. I say call it a Lifetime Achievement Award for him. But if you're truly giving the MVP award, and call it that, then it should be that. Riviera had no strikeouts. Sale did. Sale earned the win, retired all six batters he faced, and struck out two. Since when is an All-Star MVP given out as a Lifetime Achievement Award? If that's what we're calling it now, well, that's another story. Because certainly, he's definitely deserving of that award. But are we calling it the MVP award because they're the most valuable player, meaning that they added the most value to the win of the game, or Lifetime Achievement Award? Or maybe we could do both. Maybe we could do both. 917-889-8516 is my digits. Well, guys, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to get back here. We're going to continue this Hot Corner conversation, and we're going to talk a little bit about the rookies. You know, they're getting closer to their halfway point, just like we are. We're standing up. We're on hold up on second base right now. As we get back, we're going to talk a little bit around the league and what's going on, get your thoughts and opinions on some other things. Ross going to talk a little bit about the minor league and what games are going on, all of that, in the next half hour right here on the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marquis. I'll be right back.
This town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, if a blind man could have made that call.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
He said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Tired of hearing the same old racing shows? Why listen to the same boring results with mundane robotic ticks?
Try Speed Talk. We're not your father's racing show.
We cover all racing with an edge.
Join the menage a trois of opinions, both crazy and legit.
Check us out at RadioSpeedTalk.com to balance and other local affiliates.
We cover national and local racing venues.
We include great interviews and occasionally throw in some history lessons.
That is Do You Know, Kenny.
Speed Talk, where entertainment is always a guarantee.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Will you keep quiet, Sebastian?
Excuse me, please.
Sebastian, please. Don't interrupt my act. Sebastian!
Oh, Mr. Borges, I didn't see the lights there. I forgot about them.
What in the world are you doing? Why interrupt my act like this?
Well, look, Mr. Borges, I mean, after all, if you're in a ballpark, they always sell peanuts and popcorns and things like that.
I know that, Sebastian, but not in front of them. I beg your pardon, friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, and also the children, will you excuse me for a minute, please?
Thank you. What do you want to do?
Look, Mr. Borges.
What are you doing?
I love baseball.
Well, we all love baseball.
When we get to St. Louis, will you tell me the guys' names on the team so I go to see them in that St. Louis ballpark? I'll be able to know those fellas.
Well, now, it's all right, folks. All right.
Excuse me, I want to find out the fellas' names.
As long as it's okay with the audience.
I'm crazy about baseball.
Will you stand still? Pick up your hat. Go pick up your hat.
Okay.
Now, look. Then you'll go and peddle your popcorn and don't interrupt the act anymore?
Yes, sir.
All right. But you know, strange may seem, they give ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny name?
Nicknames, pet names.
Not as funny as my name, Sebastian Dinwiddie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Funnier than that?
Oh, absolutely. Whee! Yes, now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you who is on first.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man.
Got a treat for you. A sneak preview of the new three-act Broadway musical being written and directed by Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez.
If it's baseball.
If it's baseball.
Tom Marcus is talking about it on The Balance.
Minions, welcome back to the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, as you know me on Saturday morning. So glad that you could join us right here on Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, our affiliate radio stations, and Indiana Talks. Welcome, Indiana Talks, who listens to us on our encore episode between 9 and 10 on Thursday evenings. So glad that you guys could join us. Well, I'll tell you what we're talking about. Let's get to talk a little bit about the All-Star and Mo getting the MVP award. Should he have gotten it? Should he not have gotten it? I'd like to know your thoughts. 917-889-8516 if you want to talk. We'd love to talk with you about that or anything baseball. But as we – what the heck was that? You don't want to know. There's just all kinds of crazy things that happen here at the Balance Studio that you do not want to know about. Trust me, you do not want to know about. Well, hey, as we round past the All-Stars, the All-Star break, if you will, maybe not literally in exact mathematical numbers, but we're just going to use it as the halfway point. We're going to say that the All-Star break is the halfway point. And it's always good at this time of year to go back, kind of look at some of the rookies, and grade them. See how they've been. Yeah, rookies. We'll give them a break because they're rookies. But the second half of the season is about to begin, so there is probably a little bit of time for reflection before things get all revved up again, you know, over the weekend, and the pennant races and trade talk or all that are over, you know. So let's take a look at some of these rookies and give them a grade, and how are they performing? Kind of a mixed up bag. Really, a lot of them have reached and exceeded the expectations of them. Some falling way short. And some have just completely fallen off the radar. Well, at least to get the Rookie of the Year award conversations. Maybe we want to just gear it toward that. Who gets the Rookie of the Year award? Of course, if we go on what we learned about the MVP, it's going to be a really good rookie, but maybe not the Rookie of the Year. Well, let's talk a little bit about some high expectations over there in the American League. Aaron Hicks, outfielder for the Twins. Now, Hicks has shown some flashes of brilliance with 8 home runs. And really, at the break, he's had a handful of some pretty amazing defensive plays in center field. But he's still under the Mendoza line, Mendoza line. I'm sorry. And has a 6.30 OPS. He's going to have to do a lot better than that in the second half to get the Rookie of the Year award. How about Bruce Rondon of the Tigers? The Tigers might have been hoping that Rondon would win their closer role. Would win their closer role coming out of spring training. But he just can't find the plate consistently. I mean, he's got some gas. Not like I got. Different kind of gas. You like that, don't you? Nothing gets past me on fart jokes. I mean, nothing. Male juvenile humor, I know. All right, I'll stop. See what happens when I'm left to my own demise? All my guests are doing or other things or otherwise engaged. Mark Timmons on a plane out to D.C. to check out the Dodgers and the Dodgers and the Nationals. We're going to talk about that too. We got to move on. We have got to move on here. We only got 15 minutes left of the show. Ed Kratz, our guy down in Philly. He's on vacation and just got back, and I think he's actually doing a thing at his daughter's swim meet tonight. Jeff Kurtz, who joins us, talks to AAA with us. He's on vacation. I need a vacation. But yeah, let's talk about, go back to, I digress. I've used words like fister today. I've used words like when I, you know, just the male juvenile humor comes out of me. I can't help it. Trevor Bear, Indians. So far, the right-hander is more known for his pregame warm-up and his rap songs than results in the major league. Bauer's only 22 and had some bright spots last year in a brief stint with Arizona. But he did not make Cleveland's opening day rotation and has struggled with command in his call-ups this year. With 16 walks, 17 innings, again, nobody, you know. Will Myers of the Rays. It seemed to be more of a matter of when than if Myers, after the multiplayer trade from Kansas, I guess. What a mess that was. I wish we had time to get into that. Well, anyway, it landed James Shield for the Royals. Myers didn't make the bigs until the 18th. That's really like 1 month ago, I mean of June. Of course, that would be today, right? So July. So, but he's shown he belongs with a .288 average, 3 homers and 15 RBIs, and at his first 104 at-bats. Here's the thing. You look in the mix of the American. We're talking about the American League rookies. What do you grade them? You got David Lowe, Brad Miller of the Mariners. What are some other names? Dan Staley of the A's. Don't get me started on the A's this year either. Come on. And he wasn't even part of the major trio, in my opinion. So let's jump over to the National League and talk a little bit about the rookies over there in the National League. Of course, if Mark Timmons was here, we'd certainly we'd want to have the conversation of Hyunjin Ryu. Ryu was 26 years old and really was a polished, disciplined product coming out of the Korean League. When the Dodgers signed him for big mega bucks. Well, really not the typical rookie profile, and no one knew how his stuff would play out in the big leagues. But he's doing more than fine, I would say. Mattingly needs to take Rue out for a nice steak dinner because Rue very much might have saved Don Mattingly's job out there in L.A. Over my team, the Cardinals got themselves a rookie, Shelby Miller. Now, he's looked fantastic in six games and a six-game stint at the end of 2012. He really looked good in spring training. Heck, he earned the number five starter job for the Cards. He also looked fantastic in 2013 with a 9-6 record, 2.92 ERA, and 112 strikeouts. And certainly, he would be one of my favorites. Am I saying that because he's a Cardinal? Heck yeah. But no, in all reality, he's got to be in the mix. You know, some other names maybe to talk about. Jose! Have you picked up the pattern yet? Every time I say Jose tonight, I'm just going to go, Jose Fernandez. Obviously with the Marlins. Talked about him a little bit earlier. Cardinals got another guy that I like, Matt Adams. I like that Jim Henderson kid up there in the Brewers. Zach Wheeler, of course, yeah, with the Mets. And you Red fans, I know we got them. Especially over here on Indiana Talks. Got yourself a pretty good rookie, too. Tony Cingarani. So what are your grades? What are your grades? What do you grade them halfway? Pass, fail? Somewhere in between? I'd like to know. How do you grade the rookies? 917-889-8516. And we'll talk about that. Love to talk about that with you. Well, we certainly want to get into tonight's games. And, you know, there's just so much to talk about in the MLB. I wanted to kind of talk about Chris Carpenter. He headed down to the AAA in Memphis. Talk a little bit about Matt Harvey. You say you want to be like Derek Jeter. Maybe in the good ways. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be like Derek Jeter. I take that back. I'd want to be like any of these guys. I want their paycheck. I want the paycheck. Yeah, maybe I'm just jealous. Talk about tonight's games on the MLB. What's going on score-wise? Of course, we just talked about Dodgers and the Nationals. They got a three-game stint getting ready to kick off. Mark Timmons is on his way out there. Well, he's there now, I'm sure. Earlier, talked to him. He was getting on a plane, headed down there. And really, you know, both clubs are hoping for better days ahead. It's push time. It's go time. Of course, the Dodgers 47-47, and the Nationals 48-47. A pretty good matchup, if you will. And really, the Dodgers and the Nationals entered the All-Star break as teams heading in the opposite direction. After falling 12 games below 500, the Dodgers have won 17 of their last 22 games. Don Mattingly may have a job. We talked about it. Maybe his days were numbered there at Dodgers. Now, the Nationals, meanwhile, have won just one game in each of their series against the Phillies and the Marlins and have lost five of their past seven games. But after a 5-2 extra inning win on Sunday, they were able to enter the All-Star break on a brighter vote, or note, if you will. The Nationals, though, they began this season with and even here on this show, and certainly somebody that I said, you know, hey, you look at the National League, the Cardinals certainly are going to be there, and they've proven that. But the Nationals was a team that I certainly would not have excluded in being World Series champions. It was very well possible. I've kind of changed my tune a little bit. You know, like I said, they had some pretty high aspirations. Had a very disappointing first half. So really, tonight, the Nationals start from scratch. So we'll see. Well, will we see Matt Kemp return? What about Will Johnson's lineup shuffle? Some things worth noting on this game. The Nationals scored just 7 runs in 3 games against the Dodgers in May, the 3rd fewest runs they've scored against any one team this season. Washington was limited to 4 runs in 3 games by both the Cards and the Giants. Nolasco and Strasburg have received some of the worst run support in the National League this season. Strasburg's support has been the 3rd worst in the National League. And Nolasco's has been the 4th worst. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, actually, I think the Nationals are, and Mark Timmons wouldn't want to hear me say this, but I certainly think that the Nationals will pick this game up pretty easily. You know, a great series kickoff. I'm sorry, guys. If you're a baseball fan, you know this rivalry. Yeah, of course. Of course, as Cardinal fans, we have that rivalry with the Cubs. Absolutely. But one of the greatest rivalries in baseball, kickoff tonight, will be played tonight, against two of the strongest teams in baseball right now. Who's that I speak of, you say? Well, none other than the Yankees and the Red Sox. Yankees, after playing 6 games in the Bronx, rivals meet up with their rivals at Fenway for the first time. Like I said, one of the most intense rivalries in sports. The Yankees and the Red Sox already are pretty familiar with each other. The second half schedule is going to only foster that relationship. New York and Boston will return from the All-Star break by opening a 3-game series tonight at Fenway. It's the first of 13 meetings of the clubs, and we'll have a remainder of the regular season in the first of 9. So this is a huge game for both of them. The Red Sox hold a 4-2 lead in the season series, with all 6 games played in the Bronx. The Bronx. They will try to make the Yankees less comfortable than they were at Fenway last year when New York went in 7-2 in Boston. After a rough 2012, the Red Sox have bounced back in a big way behind first-year skipper John Farrell after finishing the first half by going 5-5 on a 10-game West Coast road trip. Boston will play 13 of its 16 after the break at home. And you know what? I want to pause here for a moment. Give my political thoughts. 1, I hope Boston, there's a part of me that's rooting for the Boston Red Sox to get to the World Series. I was rooting for the Boston Bruins. It would have been cool to see the Celtics, but nonetheless, Let's represent Boston. Attack by terrorist in Boston earlier this year. And what does the Rolling Stones do? Look, I want to tell you, if you subscribe to the Rolling Stones, cancel your subscription. Yes, they may have already cashed the check. But you're certainly driving a point home. Boycott them. Hats off to CVS and any other retail establishment that's boycotting the Rolling Stone magazine. Treating this guy, this terrorist, like he's some rock star is unexcusable. And you know, forever, since the inception of the magazine, the Rolling Stones have had this anti-American thoughts and feelings. And now it just becomes obvious. But I'm going to tell you what, behind all of that, they've got shareholders, CEO, corporate people, the suits. And I can tell you one thing. If you hit them in the pocketbook, if you hit them in the wallet, in the bank account, you will make a point. Do not buy a Rolling Stones magazine, in my opinion, ever again. But certainly not this month. As we know, they put this terrorist on the front page. You know, they wrote a song about how cool it was to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine. I won't sing it for you. Certainly, from the music aspect of it, the Rolling Stones have some good magazine, have some good interviews from time to time. But let's send a point back to the Rolling Stones that we're Americans, by God. And we will not stand for this kind of activity. I know I got off a little track there. I got off on a little tangent. But it had to be done. It had to be said. Don't buy Rolling Stones. And I'm going to tell you, if you have a subscription, cancel the subscription. We canceled ours. At the house, absolutely. Tonight. Got the Dodgers and the Nationals, Tampa Bay and Toronto, of course the Yankees and the Red Sox, Philadelphia and the Mets, and then one of the hottest teams in baseball going against the Reds, which, by the way, National League Central, keep your eyes on them as we go into the postseason. Baltimore and Texas, kickoff at 8:05. Again, this is Eastern Time when this show is broadcast originally live. You might be listening to it at a different time. The Braves and the White Sox, the Indians and the Twins, the Tigers. Well, that city just went bankrupt, so I hope they're not looking for any money from them. The Royals, Tigers and the Royals, Miami and Milwaukee, Seattle and Houston, San Diego and the Cardinals. The Cubs and the Rockies, and out west, the Angels and the A's, and Arizona and the Giants. Well, guys, I'll tell you what, it's been fun. It's always, always, always fun to hang out with you guys on Thursday night, talk baseball. We're going to do this every Thursday night. Remember, Saturday morning, 9 a.m., we'll kick it off live for the Balance. I'm out of here. Fist bump me and go back to work. Don't drink and drive. It isn't cool. Hats off to you. And thanks, my friends over at Indiana Talks, for joining us. I'm out of here.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.